Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Come on, Wally, relax. You're supposed to be enjoying this.
Well, gee, Mom, I got enough to think about without worrying about enjoying it.
Well, now that's good. I'm going to put another record.
Gee, awful, Dad. Well, I don't think I want to go to any more dances.
Oh, Wally, you're doing fine, isn't he, Beaver?
Well, I don't know. All I ever danced with at dancing school was other guys.
Here, let me fix it. There. Now, come on, let's try it again.
Well, that's pretty good, Wally. Only thing is, you're not holding her close enough. Here, let me show you what I mean. There, you see? Isn't that easy?
Yeah, well, it's easy for you, but, well, Mom's not your mother.
Dad, is that the way you danced with Mom in the olden days?
Yes, Beaver. Although in the olden days, somehow they never seemed quite like the olden days.
Get it.
Oh, hold it, Beav.
Well, Wally, you turn that off. I want to teach you how to turn around.
Oh, well, that might be Eddie Haskellin. Well, if he saw me dancing with you, well, he'd blab it to all the other guys.
Oh, well, excuse me. I didn't know dancing with your mother was such a serious offense.
Oh, sure, June. That's almost as bad as getting kissed by your father in public, isn't it, Wally?
Oh, gee, no, Dad. That's worse. Okay, Beav.
Hiya, Squirt. Where's your brother?
He's in the living room with Mom and Dad.
Oh.
They were just standing around to music.
Hi, Eddie.
Hi, Wally.
Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Cleaver?
Hello, Mr. Cleaver.
Hello, Eddie.
Oh, that's a very nice
phonograph.
My father says a person should listen to good music even if he doesn't like it.
Well, that was dance music, Eddie.
You want to go up to my room, Eddie?
That's all right with me, Wally. Excuse me.
Wally, before you make any plans, don't forget you and your father are going downtown this afternoon to buy a new suit.
Well, gee, do we have to go today?
Oh, come on, Wally. You're the one who wanted the suit for the dance. Saturday's the only day I have to take you.
Well, I'll go home, Mr. Cleaver, if you feel I'm in the way.
Well, as a matter of fact, Eddie...
It's all right, Eddie.
It's all right, Eddie.
Wally and his father aren't going until after lunch.
Come on, Eddie.
Where are you going, Beaver?
Well, I'm going upstairs. I don't want to miss it if they start saying any good stuff.
Oh, Ward, that Eddie. Do you suppose Wally's that polite when he goes visiting?
I don't know, but if he is, I hope he's a little more sincere about it. Come on, old folks.
Hey, Wally, I hear you're taking Mary Ellen Rogers to the dance next Saturday.
Yeah, well, I might. What about it?
Nothing, but I just heard that...
You heard what?
Well, I heard that... Hey, Squirt, what are you doing?
Listening.
Hey, Eddie, we better talk about something else.
Hey, too bad you got to go shopping with your pop this afternoon. Me and Chester are going down to the automobile junkyard. They just got in a couple new racks.
Yeah, well, I've got to go down and get a new suit for the dance.
Yeah, well, your father. When I buy a new suit, I don't go with my father.
You go with your mother, honey?
I'm not a baby. I go by myself.
Well, gee, I've gone and bought sweaters and junk before by myself, but... Well, gee, a suit's different.
Yeah, Mom and Dad always go with us when we buy suits.
Sure, It's just another way parents have to keep on top of you.
Well, I think they go to help you pick the right stuff.
Are you kidding? Who needs help when you're in high school? The least your pop can do is to trust you to buy your own clothes.
Well, I gotta go meet Chester.
Gee, Eddie, I don't know if I should ask Dad or not about buying my own clothes.
If you ask him, they always say no. Just tell him, and then if he says no, you can start whining around. Well, I'll see you, Wally.
Yeah, see you.
So long, Eddie. You know, Wally, if I were Eddie's father, I wouldn't let him buy his own clothes.
Why not?
Because I don't like Eddie.
Heck, Beaver. When your guy's father, well, you've got to like him.
Beaver, don't eat so fast. Chew your food.
Gee, Dad, this is hamburger. The butcher already chewed it in the machine.
Well, he didn't chew the roll, so just slow down, huh?
Warren, what store are you going to take Wally to for a suit?
Oh, I imagine we'll go to the prep shop again.
Well, he has new black shoes, so why don't you get him a dark blue suit?
Dad?
Or maybe a charcoal gray.
Mom?
Do you want another hamburger, Wally?
No. Well, gee, I'm in high school now. Well, how about if I just bought my own suit?
Bought your own suit?
Well, yeah. You could give me the money, and I could go down by myself, and I could buy it just as if you were there.
Oh, Wally, I don't think you're old enough to buy your own clothes.
Oh, sure I am.
Wally, name me just one of your friends who picks out his own clothes.
Eddie Haskell.
Yeah, Eddie Haskell.
Wally, I agree with your father. When you buy a suit, you should have someone with you.
Well, sure. Okay, I'll take Beaver.
Yeah, I can use up some of my judgment.
Wally, we've always picked out your clothes together. Now, what's been wrong with any suit you've ever had?
Well, nothing. I guess they're okay, but... Well, they're, kind of square.
Square? Well, Wally, if you don't want the benefit of my experience and advice...
Gee, thanks, Dad.
You just go on down to the prep shop and pick out a suit. If you think you're old enough to use good judgment, let's just see how you make out.
Gee, Dad, it sounds like you're not going to like the suit, even before he buys it.
Well, no such thing, Beaver. He can pick out any suit he likes. I won't say a word.
Gee, thanks, Dad. Thanks, Mom. Come on, Beef.
Well, that was real neat, Wally. You didn't even have to whine around.
Yeah.
You know something, dear?
What?
You are acting as though you're not going to like it before he's even bought it.
June, I'm completely open-minded.
Of course you are, dear.
Square. Exactly like the suits I wear.
Well, that seems to be your size. How does it feel, son?
Oh, I don't know. Well, how's it feel to you, Beef?
Well, I don't know. You got it on.
Well, I don't know if I like it. Looks kind of like a suit I had once before. I never had much fun in that suit.
Yeah, that's the one you had to wear to dance in school.
Did your father tell you what kind of a suit to buy?
Oh, no. I'm buying this by myself.
Yeah. All he said was to call him up about the price.
I think you'd probably like a nice tweed.
Well, I don't know. Could we kind of look around by ourselves? Well, you know.
It's hard making up your mind when somebody's telling you what you ought to like.
Well, you boys go right ahead. These are your size. Call me when you find something you like.
Well, gee, thanks, mister.
You know, it'd be great, Wally.
What, Beef?
Well, suit me that blue jeans.
Hey, get a load of this one. Boy, this is really weird.
Yeah. How come they make kids' suits so stiff looking?
Well, I don't know. Like, he's just to scare you, so while you're in them, you won't do anything bad.
Oh.
Hey, boy, look at this one. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. What do you think?
Boy, look at all these pockets. Hey, it looks pretty sharp from here. What does it look like from the back?
It looks pretty sharp from back here, too.
Boy, I never saw a suit like this.
Me neither. What are the pants like?
Hey, they're the same thing. We're gonna buy it.
How much does it cost?
Oh, I forgot about that. It'll probably cost twice as much as those weird ones. Hey, it's $10 less.
How come?
Because they're crazy, that's why.
Well, have you found something?
Yeah, this one right here.
Oh. You're quite sure that's what you want?
Sure, sure. It's the best suit in the whole store.
I see. Well, it may need a few alterations.
Hi, dear.
Hi.
Big excitement tonight. Mm. Wally's upstairs putting on his new suit.
Oh, Father came, huh? So you got a look at it?
Uh-uh. He went down to the store himself and picked it up. Huh. What's new at the office?
Oh, Janice is leaving to get married.
Which one is Janice?
It's a pretty one you don't like.
Good.
Mom, is that Dad?
Yeah, right here, boy.
Okay, Wally. Everybody's home.
Now make a big fuss over it.
Oh, I'll be positively delighted.
Here he comes.
Well, here it is. Pretty sharp, huh, Dad?
Yeah, pretty sharp.
Well, I think it's a very nice suit, Wally.
Yeah, they tried to sell us a lot of weird ones, but we bought this one instead, and we saved you $10.
Hey, look, Mom, it's nice and roomy.
Yeah, there is a lot of it, isn't there, Ward?
Yes. Is it my imagination, or is it kind of loud?
Well, what do you mean loud, Dad?
Well, bright.
Well, sure. You could spill stuff on it all day and never even notice it.
Gee, it didn't look so bright in the store.
They never do.
You mean you don't like it?
Well, it's not that your father doesn't like it, Wally. It's just that, well, we think that maybe you could have found something a little better.
Gee whiz, Mom. It had more pockets than any other suit in the store.
You just don't like it because I bought it myself.
Now, that's not true, Wally. I just don't think you used very good judgment.
What your father means, Wally, is that, well, he's not sure that this is the right suit for a nice little dance.
Well, nobody likes it.
I like it.
Well, Wally, now, it isn't that we don't like it. It's just... Excuse me. Wally, really, it's not that we don't like it. Oh, hello, Eddie. Tui.
Good evening, Mrs. Cleaver.
Hello, Mrs. Cleaver. Wally told us he was getting his new suit today, so we came over to see it.
Oh, well, come on in.
Well, hi, fellas.
Wow. Yeah, like really wow.
Well, you guys like it?
That's the best suit I ever saw in my whole life.
Me, too.
Man, is that S-H-A-R-P. You picked it out all by yourself?
All by himself. Except I helped him.
Your parents didn't have anything to do with it?
Honest.
Look at all those pockets.
Well, see, Dad? The guys think it's real sharp, and so do I. I don't think I could ever find a better suit if I looked for a million years.
Look, Wally.
Couldn't we discuss it later, dear?
Come on, guys. Come on up to my room. I'll show you the crazy socks I got to go with it.
Hey, look at the back of that. Isn't that sharp?
Too much.
Too much.
June, why are you defending that suit? That's the most horrible-looking thing I ever saw.
Dear, I'm not defending it. I agree with you. But we made a bargain with him. Now, you said he could buy a suit and you wouldn't criticize it.
All right, let him wear that horse blanket to the dance Saturday night. Well, what are you going to do when our friends see him in it?
I suppose we can move.
You know, we may have to.
Who's Janice marrying?
Janice who?
The girl from your office.
Oh, I don't know. Probably some character in a plaid suit with six pockets.
Feeling a little rejected, huh?
Well, why shouldn't Wally want me to go with him to pick out his clothes? After all, I've lived a little longer than he has. I've made some mistakes. He could profit by my experience.
Well, maybe he's entitled to make his own mistakes.
Do you want him to go through life thinking this is the kind of suit to wear?
All right, dear, you talk to him, but... Oh, Ward, please do it diplomatically. Why, he thinks that's the most beautiful suit in the world.
Hey, hold it tighter, Beef.
Wally, how come you're shining your shoes tonight when the dance is tomorrow night?
Oh, I just want to be ready.
It sure is going to be a waste of time if you get there and nobody looks at your feet.
Well, sure, Beef. At a dance, everybody looks at your feet.
When I went to dancing school, the only one who looked at my feet was me. Well, I wanted to see what they were doing.
Hi, guys. May I come in?
Sure, Dad.
We're shining Wally's shoes.
Oh. Say, Wally, I've been thinking about that suit you brought home today, and I know I told you I wouldn't say anything about it, but I'm afraid we're going to have a talk about it, man to man.
You want us to go downstairs, Dad?
No, you can stick around, Beaver. You might profit by this, too.
Oh.
You don't like the suit, do you, Dad?
Well, Wally, it's a question of wearing the right thing at the right time. It's like once when I was in college, I went to spend a weekend with my roommate at his home. Well, the first night I came down to dinner, he and his father were wearing jackets. I was wearing a turtleneck sweater. Boy, was I embarrassed.
But, gee, Dad, I'm not going to be wearing a turtleneck sweater to the dance. I'm wearing my new suit.
I think you understand the point I'm making, Wally. That suit is in very bad taste. If you wear it to the dance, you're going to be embarrassed in front of all your friends.
Well, gee, no, I'm not, Dad. Eddie and Tui said they were going to get the same kind.
Yeah. Then they can all go like the Three Musketeers.
Beaver, Wally doesn't have to do everything Eddie and Tui do. If they jumped off a roof, you wouldn't expect him to, would you?
Well, how high a roof, Dad?
All right, Wally. All right. I guess we just have to learn by bitter experience. You go right ahead and wear that suit to the dance. I'm not going to forbid it because we made an agreement. I told you you could pick out any suit you wanted, and I wouldn't say anything about it.
But, gee, Dad, you've been saying stuff about it ever since before supper.
Now, Wally.
Well, how we do it?
Dad's trying to make me take back the suit I bought.
Yeah, he says it's got a bad taste.
Well, I tell you, there was only one thing that I noticed about that suit, the sleeves. Wally, don't you think those sleeves are just a little bit too long?
Gee, everybody's picking on it, so I don't know.
Wally, I'm not picking on it. It's just that... Well, if you're going to wear it, it seems to me it ought to be just right.
Well, I guess we could have the sleeves shortened a little.
I called the store and they're open tonight. Would you drive us down, dear?
Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, Mom, you're not trying to make me take back the suit, are you?
Of course I'm not. Now, where's the suit?
It's in the closet. That's the guy over there, Mom.
Oh, good evening. What may I do for you?
I'm Mrs. Cleaver. I called about having my boy's suit altered a little.
Oh, of course, Mrs. Cleaver.
Beaver and I'll be around if you need us.
Dad, come on. Come over and look at the neat mirrors. You can see your back from the front.
Now, just exactly what was it you wanted done?
Oh, we wanted the sleeve shortened a bit.
Yeah, you can just chop a hunk off.
Well, I could do that, but I'm afraid that might spoil his suit.
Well, gee, how come?
Well, it might spoil the drape.
What's that?
Slip your jacket off, I'll show you.
Look, Dad, there's a million me's in there.
Well, that's an optical illusion.
You see, this suit is cut to fit a boy who's slighter than most.
Slighter?
That's right. That's why the sleeves have this long, tapered look, and there's lots of padding up there to make a boy look big and strong when really he isn't.
Well, gee, I just thought a suit was a suit.
Let me show you something. Now, you take a suit like this one here. This suit has a lot less padding. Most of the huskier fellows seem to prefer this type of suit. You know, we saw a lot of these suits at the boys at Mayfield High.
Well, gee, I go to Mayfield.
Really?
Well, that's a nice suit, all right, but... Well, I'm afraid Wally has his heart set on this one.
Well, if they can't shorten the sleeves... Well, let me try that one on, okay?
Just as you say, son.
Me and Dad were looking at an optic illusion.
You know, this boy's got quite a build. I never noticed it in that other suit.
They couldn't shorten the sleeves on the other one, Dad. What do you think of this one?
Oh, it's up to you, Wally.
Well, maybe I could try it with the pants.
There's a dressing room right in there.
Thanks.
I'll come with you, Wally.
You know, I think he may take that suit. Thank you so much.
Oh, don't mention it. You know, I tried to talk him out of that other suit last week.
And I want to thank you so much for being so... so diplomatic.
Oh, this has happened before with other boys who have, shall we say, surprised their parents. I'll just see if he needs any help.
Thank you.
I have to hand it to you. I didn't know what you were doing at first, but you're certainly a master of the indirect approach.
Of course I am, dear. How do you think I got you? Well, Wally, you really look handsome. Doesn't he, Ward?
Oh, yes, in a rugged sort of way.
Yeah, Dad. He even put some of your smelly water on himself.
Wally, why did you and the other boys at the last minute decide not to take dates to the dance?
Well, Eddie said it's better if we go by ourselves. That way, you get to dance with all the other guys' girls... Then you don't get stuck with them and have to buy them stuff on the way home.
I think that's a very practical approach.
I think it's horrible.
Oh, hello, fellas.
Good evening, Mr. Cleaver. Mrs. Cleaver.
Hello, Mrs. Cleaver.
Hello, boys.
Wally, what happened? Yeah, aren't you going to wear your new suit?
Well, I took it back and got this one instead.
What for? It was real sharp.
Well, I like this one better, that's why.
Gee, we figured you'd knock everybody dead.
Well, what about you guys? You said you were getting the same kind of suit I had.
Well, I was, but my father made me get this one.
What about you, Eddie?
Oh, I would have gotten one just like it. But it would have had to come all the way from England.
Well, you guys wait outside. I'll be right out.
Good night, Mrs. Cleaver.
Bye, Mrs. Cleaver.
Good night.
Yes, Wally?
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to thank you. You were right about that other suit. I would look kind of like a creep in it.
Uh-huh.
But, gee, Dad, how did you know I would?
Well, I think you're forgetting about the turtleneck sweater.
And you were telling me about that. Well, I just thought you were yelling at me. I didn't know you were trying to tell me anything.
Come on, honey. You better run along.
Have a good time, Wally.
Bye.
Have fun.
Bye. I'm coming.
Bring me something from the dance.
You know, I think Wally's hit on something there. We yell at our kids trying to make an impression on them, and all we accomplish is to get them so confused they don't understand a word we say.
Uh-huh.
Tom! You know, I think I like the the other suit better. It had more pockets.